Good morning, good morning, top of the morning. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you guys can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You guys have tuned into the podcast portion. Welcome. I'm thankful that you guys are here. And hello again. I've missed you guys. It's still Black History Month and we're still thriving. What an honor. Today's episode is about using your capacity. And here's the quote of the week. Like a battery, the human mind and body must be fully charged to stretch their capacity. Like a battery, the human mind and body must be fully charged to stretch their capacity. And this quote of the week is by Harish Sippy. Okay, so what does all of that even really mean? I'm really about to break this down for you guys, so be ready, sit down, drink some water because that's what I'm drinking right now, and be prepared for this. So, I look at it as your capacity for something is your ability to do it or the amount of it that you are able to do. So, according to Forbes, skills are important, but capacity is critical to success. I agree. And so we know that trends come and go. Some examples, you know, would be the Vine, TikTok, that's still pretty popular right now. The installation of eyelash trend, that's popular. The epidemic of Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, the list goes on and on and on. What's popular, what's in demand, what's hot right now, it may not be popping in 7 to 10 years. So how do companies bridge that gap? Well, let's see. So the go-to solution typically in companies is usually leadership development programs, which quote-unquote development programs focus on, you know, time management, delegating, having difficult conversations, etc., which is all good. That's all important. Customer service is important. Anything in that nature to keep clientele, that's important. However, I think the proper way to bridge the gap is in a constantly evolving trend is fostering your capacity. And pretty much it's, what are you good at? Speaking, okay, be the best at that. Make the phone calls, conduct the interviews, hold the morning meetings. What else? A salesperson, for example, okay, make your quotas and then some. Narrow in what you're good at and base those same tactics to excel and show that you're actually the best at it. People will put you guys in a bubble if you let them. So how do we use our capacity? I really only have two ideas, guys. First of all, focus on self-awareness. Growing your capacity is synonymous with growing your consciousness. Look at how you look at the world. What assumptions do you make? Number two, use your imagination. Imagine yourself standing on a balcony above the situation that you're in, whatever you're going through. You're on the top of a balcony, you're above it. What looks different? What new potential moves do you see? You guys, we have to expand our horizons, train ourselves, be constantly ready to learn, be presentable to all the opportunities, and actually get enough sleep. Hence the quote, like a battery, the human mind and body must be fully charged to stretch their capacity. So yeah, this concludes today's episode. I know it was very short and sweet, but it got to the point. Remember, you guys, use your capacity. Make sure you guys check out the description of today's episode and make sure you guys follow my social media handles at Gorgeous Detail and at MJ Friends Blog. Enjoy the rest of your week.